5, 4, 3, 2. Hail Trump! Hail Trump! Hail Trump! I don't know why we started that way.
Interesting.
Well, no, what happened was Richard Spencer, you know who that is? He's a part of the alt-right, a new white nationalist group. Mm-hmm. He's kind of cute.
I saw him give a speech.
Yeah, and he did a speech at the Italian restaurant Maggiano's.
Really?
Which I'm so offended because it's not Italian food.
Oh.
Okay. And also, his name is Richard Spencer. And then they said, "Hail Trump, Hail Trump." And then they all did the German Nazi salute. Like that. Which is, I've always wanted to do that to people just because, you know, you want to go, "Hi," but you can't do that now because he ruined it. You know, like that hand gesture, this hand gesture.
Yeah.
You can't do that anymore. Like, you want to. It's like an organic thing that you want to do.
A
like,
normal hello.
What's up? You know what I mean? Like, you want to reach out like that. But you can't do that now because, look at me, Bryce.
You can't do that
right now because Hitler ruined it. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
Hitler also ruined the swastika because the original meaning of a swastika is very beautiful.
He also ruined that mustache. But he really did.
That's a cool look, right?
Yeah,
it's
a good look.
It's a good look.
You guys, I know it's been a tough couple of weeks, but I want to start off with a I like warm fuzzies and I like inspirational quotes. I like inspirational quotes.
I like quotes too, babe.
And what do we call this if I do a quote? How about warm fuzzies for the heart?
Mm-hmm. Warm fuzzies for the heart with Bobby Lee.
Yes, thank you so much. And this is our warm fuzzies from the heart. It's called Darkness is Good. Darkness is good. Dick Cheney, Darth Vader, Satan, that's power. It only helps us when they get it wrong, when they're blind to who we are and what we're doing. And that's from Steve Bannon. So that feels good. Doesn't that feel good?
Warm fuzzies from the heart.
And you know what? That little smirk you did with your fucking mouth, Bryce, right, was you were enabling that comment I just made.
Mm.
I feel like it spoke to you.
Mm.
Did it speak to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Where the fuck's George?
No George.
George is in Michigan.
Look at me right now. Where's George?
Michigan.
Okay. Michigan. That's fine.
So I received a curious text from your brother about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, can I tell you where he is first before you get into whatever you're going to say?
Right. So, okay.
So my brother is in Phoenix because my dad had a minor stroke last week.
And has pneumonia.
He has pneumonia. Mm-hmm. And he's going into dementia.
We don't know if it's from the meds.
I don't know.
Or
but
if he has
he
dementia.
Was saying, What time are you opening the store? To my parents, my mom and my brother. We haven't had a business in years.
Yeah.
Jeez. No, you got to do inventory. Which is very disturbing. But so go ahead. My brother's in Phoenix to take care of my dad.
Yeah, and he sent me this picture.
Let me see. Okay.
Can you describe to the audience? It's
a very cute blue-eyed boy holding and hugging Bobby from the back.
Oh, friends, yeah.
And so Steve texts me, "Ask Bobby who this guy really is."
And if you guys, okay, how old am I in that photo, do you think?
You're about 12?
Yeah. Okay. 11, 12.
And then
just let me stop.
Okay.
So, if you're a listener of Pot Tiger Belly, growing up, sucked a couple of penises.
Mm-hmm.
I sucked 6.
We decided on 6. Yeah, we said 6 was probably right around the ballpark.
Ballpark mm-hmm. 6 mm-hmm. penises.
Ballpark 6.
And some of them were kids I used to hang out with. And we're not gay. We're creative and crafty and also experimental.
Mm.
So he gave me he sent a photo of a kid that I sucked his penis, yes.
And then he said,
"What's the next photo? Let me look."
The next photo is this.
Okay, it's the same kid.
It's the same kid with bent over with his ass cheeks spread. And I'm pretty sure you took this picture, Bobby.
I did take the photo. I remember that photo.
And then I wrote back, "Oh my God." And Steve said, "You thought I was joking. They made love so much."
No, twice.
Steve.
And then he sends another picture of you and the same boy in cowboy hats and farmer gear. And he said, "You know what happened in the dressing room."
Okay.
So your brother's just been sending me photos cute boy, of this guy. I will give you this. Good taste in white boys, Bobby.
Thank you.
Look at that blue eye.
Thank you.
It's cute.
Little baby.
It's pretty cute.
Yeah. Do you see his ass? Look at his ass.
Look at his ass.
That 12-year-old ass right there.
Hold on.
Don't say 12-year-old ass.
Well, I mean, whatever.
I mean, you...
He was 12 and you have a photo of his
that's
ass.
True, that's
honestly,
true, that's true.
Now that I think about it, because I didn't think about it from like a... this is wrong that I have this photograph.
Yeah, I know. It's on your phone.
You're... Why?
Because this person said this is kitty porn.
If I... Wait. If I took the photo... yesterday,
oh, definitely.
Then yes, it's wrong,
sweetie. Yeah. I have kitty
porn.
But
when you're 11 and you take a photo of another 11-year-old's asshole, that's not fucking pedophilia.
Like, no,
that's friendship.
I know, but I'm an adult
looking
with
at
a picture you're of right. a kid's asshole. This is for sure kitty porn, and the FBI is gonna come knocking
all right,
on our door.
So anyway, stop repeating well, then that, erase please. It.
I have to
stop,
erase it.
Yeah, stop repeating it. But yes, that guy. I already told
you guys
you
made
that.
Love.
Not, it's not making
Did
love.
You guys kiss.
Dude. We didn't kiss. No, not in the mouth. No, I'm not gay.
Just like a dick. Just like a dick.
Just
it's not kissing.
Dick.
Sucked his penis.
He's
you would
gay.
Never kiss.
Yeah. You guys, what is the problem here? You guys have changed since Trump became elected president. You guys used to be like, you know,
hippie.
Broadway and hippie and just free. And now you guys are judgmental. You're pointing at me. I should be electrocuted. Is that what the deal is?
Oh,
no.
You want me to, you're going to pence out on me, bro?
Pence out. You're going to pence out
hey,
on
leave
me?
Leave Bryce alone.
All right. Bryce, you bastard. What? You're not
yeah,
on the hot
you
seat.
Are.
You are. Yeah. Well, because George isn't not here. And can you go to the mic real quick? I just want
to. Come on. Come, I just come need talk a,
just
to us,
for
Bryce.
A second.
This
just
is
for a
his
second.
Debut, by the way. This is Bryce, everybody.
Yeah, Bryce. This
yeah,
is George's cousin, Bryce.
Bryce.
Sit down, Bryce. Sit down. You're not going to. It's a couple questions.
Yeah,
just a couple questions
cool.
for you.
So, no. Bryce, you were telling me you're a part of that seven... what's the religion that you're from?
Seventh-day Adventist.
Seventh-day Adventist.
Yeah.
And so you were telling me that it's a strict religion, correct?
It's... Yeah, there's definitely a right wing in there. And I'd say most Adventists, though, are somewhat liberal now, but there's definitely conservatives.
Let me ask you something right now. So if you were... Let's suppose my dad was a Seventh-day Adventist.
Adventist.
I've never heard of it before, so I don't even know.
A lot of Filipinos are Seventh-day Adventists.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So what's considered rebellious if I drink Coke, like
yeah,
a beverage?
Caffeine's not good.
That's not good. What's worse, that or me sucking a dick?
Dick.
So dick is worse.
Dick is worse.
All right, I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know. I don't know
so
anything about the religion.
Is homosexuality an abomination?
It's an abomination.
It
it's
is.
Becoming more acceptable, California, some places, but
yeah.
for the most part, most Adventists, no,
uh-huh.
it's not.
What if, smoking pot, is that wrong?
That's wrong. Drugs are all wrong.
Sucking dick. What's worse?
Dick is worse.
Yeah, dick
is
worse.
Dick
is
always worse.
I'm just asking.
And Gomorrah.
Yeah,
Sodom
and Gomorrah.
Oh, so. That's right.
Yeah, Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay. Yeah. But you're not a practicing Seventh-day guy.
No, I mean, I still feel part of the culture because it's very, my entire family, my parents, my grandparents,
George.
Great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents. So it's our family, it's who we are. So
yeah.
It's hard to separate those two.
But your parents don't support your lifestyle.
They would rather not live in LA and work in the industry. Yeah,
right.
Sure. So
what does your mom know about you?
She.
With the bad stuff.
She knows that I drink, but she doesn't know that I drink every weekend and party with friends and things like that. So it's
did
one
she
of those
know that you smoke
that
pot, Bryce?
She's aware.
Does
no,
she
look
know
at
that
me.
You
smoke
shrooms?
Pot.
Shrooms?
She does not know that.
Have you done shrooms?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay.
This last weekend I was just in Joshua Tree.
All right.
Yeah.
So have you done cocaine?
Yeah.
You've done cocaine.
Yeah.
All right. So and
I was like, what?
yeah.
Done
yeah.
everything.
And you were telling me that you fucked 10 women.
Yeah. So.
At one time?
No,
okay,
not one time. His whole life. His whole
is
life.
Is premarital sex an abomination?
That's not
for
good.
For sure. It's not
it's,
good.
You're not going to hell for it.
Yeah.
Well, Adventists don't believe
but
in
let
hell.
Me ask
First
you this.
Of all,
is
don't believe
all
in
that
hell,
stuff combined work? Is sucking dick worse?
Babe, but hold on.
Are you trying to join this religion?
No, I was just wondering.
Wait, hold on. But you guys, no one goes to hell then?
No, Adventists do not believe in hell.
So what is the repercussion of sucking dick?
You don't get to go to heaven.
Oh, so where do you stay?
So, but the thing is, Adventist is weird because it's one of those things where if you have forgiveness, then you're good. And so...
I was like, Catholicism.
Yeah.
It's basically, yeah.
It's
so
just,
if I do...
If you're actively doing it over and over again, you're not repentant
what?
Of it, then you're in trouble. Then
but
that's
see,
where...
my question to you, and you Christians, is this, okay? So, they believe that it no matter what I do in my life, as long as by the end of my life, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior... Mm-hmm. That I get to go to heaven regardless of what my behavior was on planet Earth.
Oh, yeah.
So technically, have I talked about this? About Jeffrey Dahmer? We've talked about that?
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Yeah, yeah. So that, so Jeffrey Dahmer, if at the end of his life he accepted Jesus Christ, he'd be in
heaven.
Okay.
That applies to all religions. Even Catholicism. It's just you confess, you get a priest right, you know, on your deathbed, and all the same rules apply, I think.
Do you believe that, Bryce?
Yeah, for sure.
You believe in it.
I think that that's something you need to, if you genuinely repent about it, I mean, that's what matters. And so, you still need to spend time in prison. Like, you still have to pay for your crimes and things like that.
Mm-hmm. So you believe in your heart that if I don't accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, that I'm going to hell?
No, I'm not.
No, look at me. Look at me.
I gotcha. All right. Ask again.
Okay, so good. Look at my eyes. Do you believe that because I sucked this kid's dick and five others,
do you see the family.
Don't look at the
photo. I gotta show you the kid picture. We can't. Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
don't show the fucking photo. That's kiddie porn. Sorry. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
We don't have that.
We don't have.
Erase it.
I'm going to erase it.
No,
right
don't
now.
Erase it. It's funny.
Hey, I'm worried.
It's just fun to have. What? Oh, you think I'm going to go in my room and jerk off to that?
I don't know. I'm going to delete it right now.
Well, I have it on my phone. He sent it to me, too. All right, so...
this is not right,
but do you look at me. Do you think I'm going to hell?
No, I don't think that.
Thank
I'm
you.
Believing that.
That's so. Really nice. Thank
I'm
you.
I'm a very forgiving, open person, so uh-huh. I don't buy into that.
Good. No. Yeah, it's a... you know, I wasn't raised with that. And I... Just let me finish. Mm. I wasn't raised with it, and many times in my life, I'll be driving down the street, and I'll think, am I going to hell? I will really think that. Like, what, are they right? But then I come home and I watch, like, Olders for Youngers or whatever.
Yeah.
And then
it's, there is something to be said, though, about how Bryce and George are. They're gentle. They're accommodating.
They really are genuine.
They're kind. You guys have a very just overall goodness about you. And I think that has to be attributed to a close-knit community, even if it comes in the form of religion. You know, and I think there is something to be said about growing up, you know, no matter like of what faith, but of a faith.
You're my connection to rural America. Just listen, I don't know rural people.
You're your conduit.
You're the closest that I've ever met in terms of rural. You're from country, correct?
Yeah.
The country.
I grew up in the country on a farm. Yeah.
Exactly. So. Right. You grew up in a farm.
Yeah.
Right. You raise chickens now.
Yeah.
Correct?
Still do. Mm-hmm.
Still do, yeah. Right? You're pasty white.
Still.
Yeah, you're pasty white. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're my connection to the middle of America. And so that's why I like you. That's why I ask you questions. Even for the podcast, I asked him a bunch of questions mm-hmm. about his life because he's my connection to it. And I want to learn.
Mm-hmm. He was grilling me. It was grilling him. I was sweating.
He was sweating. Yeah. We were here by ourselves. And I was just grilling him with questions. But I believe that you're a good dude. And I believe that you and George have really good work ethic. You guys really do. You guys really have helped out this podcast immensely.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. And I don't trust you.
I accept that. Yeah.
Okay, good. So I don't trust you. Because you come in here with your little smirky smirk.
I smirk a lot.
I know, yeah. And you're that little, there's something going on with your eyes. Yeah. No, really, when he laughs, his eyes, you know how they have white people get the crow's feet? But inside there's a fucking, there's mischief and mystery going on. Mm. And I'm going to get to the bottom of it. See what he's doing right there?
I'll be here, Bobby.
It's called the Clint Eastwood. Look, he's doing the Clint Eastwood. Yeah. See how what he does like that? He squints it like that? Yeah.
Trying. I'm working on it.
You squint, babe.
I know because I was born that way.
And I'm asking you to squint. Squint for me.
That's closing my eyes. I'll close my eyes. So George is in Michigan right now with his family.
That's a story.
Yeah, that is. Well, he's sticking to it.
He's sticking to it. And good. Thank you, Bryce.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for that interview. It's a weird religion, but it's fine.
Speaking of little boy and little naked boys, this past Saturday was a big day for you. It was National Molestation Day.
Mm.
And I hope that you received a lot of messages and a lot of support.
None.
No. From none of the Tiger Belly fans.
No, because I don't get the Tiger Belly feeds for my Twitter, you know, or I don't look at the Instagram. That's your guys' thing. And I should, but I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys want to send me...
What would you like?
just, you know, my own Instagram and Twitter would be nice.
So they say, they say NMD.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. NMD Bobby balloon, little balloon emoticon.
Yeah, but it was National Mollusk Sensation Day, and I hope you enjoyed it. It's so weird that, like, my brother would send me those photos of that kid, but...
Well, you weren't molested by that kid.
Well, that's not true.
You guys were the same age. It's not molestation. I know, but can I just say this? It's just hypersexuality.
He was the cool kid.
Yeah. Mm.
He was the cool kid in school.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would literally... And usually when I did gay stuff, it was when I was drunk.
Mm-hmm.
With him, he would just grab the back of my head.
Oof.
Yeah, and just go suck it like that.
It was rough.
Yeah.
It was rough.
You could tell by the pic. We don't have pictures.
Yeah.
You could tell
and
by the
And then later,
thoughts.
He got in a car, motorcycle accident.
Ooh, don't give specifics now.
Well, I'm just not, I'm just saying.
Is he alive?
He's alive.
Oh, thank God.
But you know what happened? You know what happened?
What?
He got in a motorcycle accident, and it ripped half his dick off.
No. That's a lie.
It's not
a
lie.
Whoa.
And guess who did that?
God. You didn't do that.
With my mind.
You just
I believe I did it with my mind.
Wow.
Yeah. But anyway, I haven't seen
but
him.
But your
years.
Brother said you guys got it on all the time.
I could say stuff about my brother right now that he told me. Listen, stop. Tiger Belly fans, listen to me right now. I love my brother dearly. But when I started this podcast, he pulled me aside. And he goes, dude, you can't talk about this. You can't talk about this. It was a list of 30 things. Mm. Okay? So I could put my brother on blast right now, and I can't fucking believe that he would send photos like that.
To me?
To you.
I love him.
I know. I love him, too.
I mean, no, we don't love him.
I don't
him.
Love
no,
the
don't
photos,
love
but I love... It's funny to me.
Yeah.
It's funny to me.
It's funny.
But there's a line.
Yeah.
Okay? So I'm not talking about that anymore.
Okay.
Everyone that listens knows that that happened. All right?
Okay.
I want to talk about positive shit.
Yeah.
And the next positive thing I want to fucking bring up was something that we saw last night.
Oh, yes.
We saw the movie The Arriving.
Arrival. You already fucked it up.
Oh.
What's it called?
You didn't even know the fucking
what's
title.
It what's it called? What's it called?
Arrival?
The Arrival. The Arrival. The Arrival.
Oh, my God. My Jeremy.
What'd I say? What'd I say?
The Arriving.
No, I didn't.
You said The Arriving.
Oh, whatever. They arrived.
That is true. They did. They actually
regardless
did
if they were arriving or they did.
Arrival.
They're coming.
They're coming to Earth.
They're coming.
Amy Adams, Jeremy Renner.
Let me say something
Forrest
right now.
Whitaker.
I did not want to go.
For what reason?
I don't know. I just didn't want to go. And because mainly because my brother said it was a masterpiece. Last week, my brother was on tour and he texted me, you got to watch The Arrival. It's a masterpiece. And the things that he calls masterpieces are weird.
Like
a
movie that he thinks?
Mission to Mars. It was a movie called Mission, but he called it a masterpiece. It was a piece of shit.
Mm.
But we saw it and... You know, halfway during the movie, I'm like, this is pretty good. It's well-paced. What I loved is sound design.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they made very strong choices about the aliens, depicting the aliens, and they made them, like, very something that we've never seen before in movies. And I thought, I was really didn't have an opinion about Amy Adams, but by watching her in this movie, I'm like, wow.
She's amazing.
This bitch can fucking act her ass off.
Oscar?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
And then about 80% into the movie, mm-hmm. I just found myself weeping.
Yeah.
Oh, it's...
I'd say the last 20 minutes of the movie, all you heard was...
you thought it was an alien sound design?
And I look, and he's not just teary-eyed. I mean, his body is like convulsing.
Yeah, it really got to me. It made me cry.
But then
the part that I was crying at wasn't even sad.
It wasn't.
Yeah, I started crying when
it
wasn't even, and then when it got sad,
I lost it.
Yeah.
Admit it. You only started crying when I leaned over and whispered in your ear and made you realize the twist of the movie.
No.
You wouldn't even understand
it
up until
that
point.
No. Here's what happened. I was crying before that,
mm-hmm.
but about the Chinese dude.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't know why.
Yeah.
But that Chinese dude made me cry.
That scene was pretty emotional, yeah.
It made me cry. And then when you told me what it was,
mm-hmm.
right, then I had to think about it.
Yeah.
So I didn't cry right away. I didn't really understand what you were saying. You were just saying, if you haven't seen the movie, that's why I'm being very vague right now. But there's a point in the movie where there's a little bit of a kind of a switch.
It's a big realization.
Right, realization.
It's a big switch.
It's a big switch. So when she told me, I go, I don't understand. And I thought about it, and then when it clicked, I just started crying like bad. And then your sister cried.
Oh, we were all crying. I think.
But no, stop.
Go ahead.
Renzo didn't cry.
I mean.
He's a cop.
Doesn't matter. And because he didn't cry, mm-hmm. I like the guy. In fact, I will say I love him.
Yeah.
But there's a little bit of a thing now.
What's a little thing? Because a man didn't cry. He thought he loved the movie.
No, but still, there's a little bit of a thing.
Like something's off?
Yeah, you gotta cry.
If I'm crying, you gotta cry.
You gotta cry. And also, your mom didn't cry.
Because my mom didn't understand.
She didn't understand any of it.
Yeah, she didn't understand any of it.
It looks like octopus.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what she said.
Yeah,
darling, it looks like octopus.
That's her question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that it was so brilliant, this movie. And if you're going into it looking for a huge action movie, you're going to be like...
It's not.
You're going to be disappointed. But there's so much more to it.
It reminds me of 2001 Space Odyssey, the Kubrick film, because of the fact that it's... there's just symbolism, you know, like the spaceship kind of looks like the monolith in 2001,
right?
And there is, you know, in 2001 there is a sense of time, which is a time is a very big thing, in this movie, and it was just well made, and also Eric Griffin today said, yeah, he loved it, because him and I disagree about everything.
Yeah, he didn't like The Witch.
He didn't like The Witch, but. He said, you know, that he gave props to it. So it was just a really, I haven't seen a movie like that in many, many years.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. It was well done. And congrats to anyone involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
And a chink wrote it.
Ted really? Chiang.
Yeah, yeah.
Ted Chiang.
Oh, a chink wrote it.
Why do you guys,
a Chinese guy, I mean.
You say chink.
So he's.
You're a little chinky yourself.
I'm very chinky.
Yeah.
You know, I also want to say that when I was at the Pasadena Ice House this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Tiger Belly fans.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm beginning to think that maybe this is all I want to do now.
This?
Maybe.
Retire from stand-up?
No, I want to do stand-up. But there is a sense of a connection that you have with people that listen to this that I don't have with other people that are fans, you know?
There is a bigger, they're more dedicated.
Yeah,
it's a more dedicated fan base.
Like there's that one dude, I forgot his name, I like him a lot. He's like kind of an older, he looks Puerto Rican or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes in, when he sees me, he just smiles. And mm-hmm. I know that face because I saw him at a different show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost as if they're kind of family in a weird way. I don't know. Maybe I'm being sentimental because... of the whole Hail Trump shit that's going on and Steve Bannon and all that stuff that's going mm-hmm. on in politics. And all that other stuff is, wow, Mitt Romney is a real fucking coward, is he not? Mitt Romney, this
piece
of shit.
That's the definition of politics.
No,
it's like,
this piece
let's
of
all
shit,
stab each other in the back and then let's all hug it out later.
6 months ago, he does a speech condemning Trump.
Oh,
he goes out of his way, right? Saying this is bad for the Republican Party, yada, yada, yada. And now he is meeting with fucking Trump, you know, and poor Chris Christie and poor Rudy Giuliani. Oh, my God. These guys stick
their neck out. They were his ride or
die. They stick their neck out for this guy for a year. You know, putting their reputations on the line. And they just, I don't think they're going to get what they think they're going to get. And I love it.
It's pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, I love watching them suffer.
Yeah.
Especially that Giuliani. Gollum.
He debated really hard.
My mom said
Trump.
Something really weird about Rudy Giuliani.
What did she
say?
He
looks like an octopus.
Not the octopus, but she
That's
goes,
funny.
Darling, I
it's
look.
A callback.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Every time I look at his face,
Shut
I want
to. Shut the fuck up, man.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What do you say?
She goes, every time I look at his face, I want to pull his teeth out.
Yeah, she did
like,
say
That's
that.
That's so weird. They are at dinner?
She said that,
well,
yeah,
that's
I remember.
A weird, I don't know if that's because you want to torture him. Out. She goes, no, there's something about his face that makes me want to pull his teeth out.
He
I'm
does
like, that's
look
weird
like he has
to
weak,
say, Ma.
Weak teeth.
Well, why would you pull it out then? You just let it fall?
No, he just looks like he has fragile teeth, that he's in pain all the time.
Yeah.
Because during that one dinner where they're making jokes, what was it? The
correspondence? Or
it wasn't the correspondence one. It was about
the one right before.
Yeah, it's
the
yeah,
last one.
The last one. You see Giuliani in the audience, and he's not laughing. He looks like his teeth are in pain.
He looks a little curmudgeonly.
Yeah.
Oh, his bottom teeth.
Yeah, his bottom. Yeah, exactly. And also, before I forget, I have to do this, baby. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Anyone following me and my destiny voyage knows that I've never been to the lighthouse. Mm-hmm. I did Friday. I went to the lighthouse Friday on Trials of Osiris. And this kid, Hyfix, H-Y-F-I-K-Z, his name is Brett. He's from Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And him and this kid named Cool Kid brought me to the lighthouse. And it was everything that I dreamed of.
What did you get?
I got an ornament for my arms and then a couple of, like a banner. And so, I got like a headpiece or something. And then I want more.
Can you go back?
I need to go back. We tried yesterday, but it didn't work out.
I have
out.
A question. So, like, do your other friends that you were playing with, like Danny Garcia, since they didn't take you to the lighthouse, like, do they feel a little betrayal from you?
No, because they went to the lighthouse today and twice already.
But they don't have that. They can't. It's not.
I'm so terrible that I can't. It's basically, it's 3 versus 3, but when you're playing with me, it's 2 versus 3.
Oh, 2v3.
Because I'm terrible. Mm. I'm shooting into the sky. I'm running in circles
you
for no
really,
reason.
You get really bad all of a sudden.
I don't, I can't, there's some matches where I don't see anybody. Like, I'm just dead.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, you know? And they go, you know, yeah, you were running in circles, and then they stabbed you in the neck. And then you're like, oh,
I didn't see anybody.
I didn't see anybody. I'm terrible. I died. I'm absolutely terrible. Yeah. But this guy, Hyfix, was the best player I'd ever seen in my fucking life. And so I'm giving us a shout out. I did give him, I donated to his Twitch channel, though.
Nice. How much?
$100.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's you good stuck to your promise.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, but I said, I'm going to give him 50 from now on.
Each time?
Yeah.
It's a pretty good deal.
You know, and anyone listening right now, the same deal goes out to you. If you want, if let me, listen to me right now, Bryce, and everybody in the room. And I know people don't play Destiny and you don't give a fuck or whatever. But what I'm saying to you is anyone listening, I'll give you $50 to take me to the fucking lighthouse. PayPal, let's Venmo it, however you want to do it. Mm-hmm. But that's how, and this is the mic, this is, when I get enough pieces, I'm going to quit the game.
Oh, damn.
Because then I'll have everything and I'll be bored. Mm. Huh, baby?
I wish that you had gotten to the lighthouse a long time ago.
Why? Is it driving you crazy?
No, but then you know you had promised before that you weren't going to scream anymore because it was causing me a lot of anxiety. Uh-huh. So lately you've been really up in your screams again.
That's not true.
Okay.
I make a point to do silent yells. Like, you know what I mean? Like, keep it inside. Mm. I might get a stroke or something, but yeah, I've been making the point to do that. What's wrong?
No, the side. Why are you looking at me like that? You look at pain when you're screaming.
You know, I do. I like, yeah. But,
what's up with you, Gilbert?
Not much.
What do you mean? Why would
God,
you?
You're so not open. We need to grill this guy, sweetie.
You can grill me.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing with you, Gilbert. Here's the thing with you, Gilbert. Here's the thing with you, Gilbert. Is the last couple of months you've been coming on this podcast. You haven't been talking about Munch. You come in. You came in with a bunch of packages today. You did. You came in with a bunch of packages. You don't really say hi.
I said, what's up, man?
Nah,
and
yeah,
one time I said hi to you. You pushed me on the ground one time.
Yeah, because you did, the timing was wrong. But you come in.
What?
Yeah, the timing was wrong.
Hey, what's up, Bobby? Whoa, what the fuck? Yeah, why am I on the ground?
You shouldn't have done it then.
Okay.
But you come in. We don't know anything about what's going on in your life. So you're in an ABC showcase.
CBS. Well, CBS here's why I didn't want to tell you first, because they were cutting people left and right, and I didn't want to announce that I was in it and then get cut, because they cut a bunch of people.
Are you still in it?
I made it all the way to Thanksgiving, so if I don't get cut tomorrow, I'm safe till January.
So you're in the CBS
Diversity Showcase.
Diversity Showcase. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you ran into Esther Koo there?
Esther Koo, she was there. She knew a couple people, and she was trying to see if she wanted to be a writer for the showcase.
The showcase, okay. Yeah. And then, is there something?
Hey, Jesus was there too.
Trejo was there. Boy, Jesus Trejo.
Hey, Gilbert.
There.
Oh yeah. Man, you're hilarious, man.
Jesus.
Is there something that I can go and watch?
You can actually come and probably speak. speak. Like, what about, speak don't on you guys? Because like casting directors, managers, agents come before the actual during rehearsals.
Set it up. I want to speak.
You should speak.
No, seriously.
Rick Najera is the director.
Oh.
Yeah, tell Rick. Bobby wants to speak. Seriously.
Yeah.
Don't make promises he can't keep. He's not going to show up.
They're
going
to sell it. Bobby's coming. Everyone come to rehearsal.
I will go. If we tape it. Can we tape it?
I don't think they tape it.
No, we can sneak in a thing.
Well, can't say on air. We're sneaking in a camera.
Yeah, Bobby.
Yeah, no,
we're not doing that.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to, will you set that up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I plug something real quick?
Yeah, plug it.
Do you mind?
No.
Oh, this is going to be great.
What are you plugging?
Just listen. Just relax. So what I'm plugging now is... What I'm plugging now is this, which is... Where is it?
The show?
Look at his thumbs.
What do you mean my thumbs?
Ugh.
Why do you look so disgusted?
Because they're disgusting.
My thumbs? Baby, why do you date me then? Oh, here it is.
Your other
January
7th
and 8th, 2017, comedy theory class.
Hey.
Oh, fan. I already did.
So, sign up. San Diego at the Young Actors Theater.
Why are you plugging his shit, man? Come on.
Monday I'm going to be at the
I'm sorry about what I said about your thumbs. I'm dating you for the other eight fingers you have, which are pretty good and solid.
People used to make fun of my thumbs all the time, man.
Well, you do that to your thumbs.
No, they were born. I was born.
They weren't born all chewed up like that.
No, but see how this one's bigger than this one.
Okay, this asymmetrical, which is
fine. Look, why is that way? That's genetics.
Mm. Wait, hold on. Which one is bigger, your right or your left?
This is
left
bigger. Look at how much bigger it is. They're deformed.
Wait, the nail or the thumb?
The thumb.
Yeah, but that's okay. You don't have to be symmetrical to be able to function well.
Yeah, but your fingers are normal. They look
like one.
Are you
kidding me? I have a broken finger.
Yeah, but
here.
That one is, yeah.
Like my one leg, my right leg is a little
Bryce,
bit
Bryce, do you have
taller.
Any deformities on your body? No, don't do that.
No.
Come on. Do you have one? Like you have like a mole or a wart on your...
Oh, yeah. We should...
Oh.
What's the one thing you're most insecure about?
My crooked nose.
Your nose? Okay.
You're insecure
Gilbert?
About it? You look in the mirror and you go, oh, I hate that.
I just have a good side and a bad side.
Yeah.
I'll say the thing that Bobby called out one time when I like mooned you guys on here. He's like... Or I mooned him off camera and he was like, babe, he was like, I gotta talk about it. So I mooned you here. He called out the patch of hair I just have on my left butt cheek. There's no hair on my
mole?
Butt cheek.
Yeah.
No, not a mole. It's like
can I
probably
see it
70
again?
Hairs.
May I see it again?
I'm gonna show. I have to.
Okay,
you have
yeah,
to see
yeah,
it. Yeah, yeah. May
I
see it
can
again.
Can I see it? I never saw it.
Yeah, let me see it again. But don't turn. I can't see it.
I have to feel it for it at the front.
Let me see the whole thing.
Oh my god.
You have
a little tuft of hair there.
Also.
You have like spina bifida. They have the little tuft of hair.
I don't know what that. I shave it. It's the only part that grows back.
Your ass is so flat.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I just saw it.
He has a bubble butt.
It is?
It's bigger, way bigger than yours.
But can I just say something?
Yeah.
His cheek. No, listen.
The way your hands are.
His cheeks are white, but then when it gets to the fucking dark areas,
yeah.
It's too dark.
Oh, it gets dark.
So it looks like
dark.
The abyss.
But that's the Filipino, like,
yeah.
No, I hate
color.
It.
We have the deep purple.
I hate it. It's like pale and then also just dark.
Yours gets dark,
babe,
probably.
Have you not seen my asshole? It's pretty dark.
Let me see your asshole.
No, not right.
Let me
fucking
see the
asshole.
What am I? I'm going to show you mine.
Okay, show me yours.
Well, don't be careful.
Yeah, let me see
babe, we're going lowbrow again.
I don't give a fuck.
We're going low.
What about this?
Hang on.
Why is it your butt cheeks really tight? They're really tight.
So nice.
I know.
I mean,
we're like really like good. Out of the three of us, we probably have the best butt.
I told you.
Oh my god.
I told you.
Mine, yours might be a little bit. Ooh, yours might be a little darker than mine.
Yeah, yeah. But was there poop in there or anything like that?
No. Just hair.
It was hard to spread. They're so tight.
I was like, you're like yanking his ass cheeks.
My known by butthole is known to be very tight.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
We've talked about this. Yeah. He cries
when I poop. It looks like angel hair pasta.
That's so fucking tight, man. It's so tight.
It's like, you know, my poop really is stringy. It's like, it's like spaghetti.
You might have a small bowel obstruction, sweetie.
Is that bad?
No.
That's good, right?
No. Do you know why? And I'm going to tell you why. Because when you poop, I know we're going lowbrow today, but it doesn't matter.
It's a science.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's a science. We're talking about science right now, okay? Is that when I poop, I make sure that I don't do long shits.
Mm.
I don't like it when it's like completely one chunk.
Yeah.
I like to clinch.
Mm.
So I clinch halfway during it.
You like to break it.
I like to break it
into segments.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you, and be real, what is the one thing growing up or to this day that you're slightly, I know you're a very, you love your body and you're very confident, but there has to be something that you're insecure about.
I used to be insecure about every single thing about my face and my body. I really was. I hated myself. Growing up, I used to, as a kid, look in the mirror and go, because, you know, I mean, when you're a kid in Minnesota, because when I was in, you know, elementary school, I went to a diner in Minnesota I lived in, and there was all white kids, and you would go home, and you look, and you go, oh, I'm different, you know? And then I went to my fifth grade, I went to Painted Rock Elementary School, which was in San Diego, and then you saw, like, Filipinos. My cousin Andy was going to Painted Rock, too. And other kids that were like more brown and stuff. And then you kind of went, oh. But I didn't like myself until I was 23.
Oh.
At 23, I just thought, oh, it's cool because I look different, you know, and I am different. And it helped me with comedy.
Mm.
I don't believe that I would have made it or gotten far in it if I was a white guy.
Yeah. But also imagine growing up in a sea of other Koreans. You would have not felt very special either. Like if you were born and raised in Korea and you look around, you're like, wow, everybody fucking looks like me.
Yeah, that would have been tough too. But yeah. I mean, maybe I would have felt normal as a kid in Korea. And then as I got older, I wish I was different. But the reverse happened here where I went, oh, it's cool to be different.
But what are you insecure about today aside from that giant pimple on your face? Nothing. You don't even care about that pimple. You do care about your adult acne.
No, I only care about the pain.
Because oh, yeah. Like, they always go around his nose.
Like the pain, the one that's right below the nostril.
Or even in is the fucking worst.
Oh, my God.
That's the
worst. Why do these ones hurt so bad?
Oh, they hurt so bad. It's like ISIS. That's what I call it. It's like a little an ISIS camp right here. It's like this is Aleppo. I call them the little Aleppos.
The little Aleppo.
Yeah.
Zero insecurities then.
No, because when you look like I do, you realize, oh, I know what I, in terms of women, what I can get, what I can't get, right? And as a, I'm kind of a terrible person. So, in terms of friends and stuff, I don't really have a lot of friends. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Mm. I don't really have a lot of friends. It's not that I'm a bad person, it's just that I'm just private and I don't like to.
It's so do weird things. How you say you are private. But it's such a contrast to how you are on a podcast or how you are when you do speak to people. It's like you're so open. But when you actually live your life, you know, it is a very small circle.
Okay, so when I'm at a comedy club and I see fans, I'll hug people. I'll take photos. Mm-hmm. And I can talk to people, you know, because I'm being, especially Tiger Belly fans, I don't generally do it with other people. But with Tiger Belly fans, I want to because I feel like they know me because of this podcast and whatnot. But it's like in my private life, I don't today. I'm just going to read you. I'm not lying. This is the text. I'm going to read you the text I got today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's start with Eric Griffin at 2:41 p.m. He says, "You Korean fuckface."
Just
that's it.
Out of the blue.
Out of the blue. So, you know, that's nice.
So, you know, that's good.
And then at 3:25 p.m., Chris D'Elia just sends me this random photo of us together about 10 years ago, 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So we were younger, right? I don't know what the fuck he wants me to respond with. Like, wow, we've known each other for so long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But no response.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. Okay?
Yeah.
And then it goes to this kid. "Hey, it's Brett. Hi, Fick. This is my number." I go, "Thanks for your help. No worries." And then I go, "Did you get the money?" He goes, "Yeah, thanks a lot." I go, $50 from now on." He goes, "Absolutely, anytime." Mm-hmm. So those are the kind of
interactions
I have. I don't have like, "How are you? What's going on with you and your feelings?" I care, but I don't have those kind of things. I don't have any friends. You know, I kind of had a falling out with Charlie.
Do you care to explain to find once?
No, it's gonna make me cry. It'll make me cry. Yeah, I don't want to talk about it because I don't want him. I don't want to even have the conversation with him.
If it's a sensitive subject,
I don't even want him to call me and go, let's talk about it, because I'm just kind of just right now. There's a thing, you know, and other than that, I really don't have any friends.
Well, you have us.
I know, but.
And we will never. I know I will never let you down.
Well, you have.
Never.
So many times, baby. So
I fucking feed you. I bathe you. I wipe your ass practically.
Well, I mean, you let me down the other day.
Why? Because I didn't want you to play video games on a Tuesday?
No. I'll tell the story. I wasn't going to do it.
Okay,
but,
go ahead.
So I go, hey, me and I'm going to run Gobi downstairs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what happens, I go down to the garage. And, you know, I live in a condominium, so there's a garage for everybody. And so I close the door and I realize that I don't have any keys or a cell phone on me. So I go, you know what, I'll just run him. You know, Kalila will come down. So I run Kobe for about 30 minutes with this tennis ball. We go back and forth. I give him treats. And then I couldn't open the door. We were down there for hours.
It was so drama. Hours. You're so drama.
It was 2 hours.
It wasn't.
2 hours?
It was 45
Holy
minutes.
No, it wasn't 45 minutes. That's fucking bullshit.
And mind you, it was at 4 in the morning, so I was kind of dozing off. And then I realized, I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
He hasn't been back in a while. So I was putting my flip-flops on, and I was on my way down. And sure enough, he, you know, barges through the door, and he's like, where the fuck were you? Like, I was supposed to know that he didn't have keys or a cell phone.
So what I was doing is, you know, I was like MacGyver down there. I go, I got to figure this out. So what I was going to do is I was going to go outside, right? So I pried the door open to go outside because this whole, every door is locked to get into the building. And then I was going to hop over a fence and I had pennies. I was going to throw out the window. But then I'm like, where do I put Gobi? Because I didn't have a leash as my dog, right? Mm. So I'll put him in the dumpster. But then I thought, so I'm putting Gobi in the dumpster. And I was thinking to myself, I literally, for a split second, I went, if Kalila knows that I put the dog in the dumpster, that she would get really angry. I just had a feeling that she would get angry.
Yeah.
So I take him out of the dumpster, and I go, I'm just going to have to wait down here.
I would have was coming to your rescue,
yeah,
Bobby.
And then the gay dude next door, the gay Asian dude next door.
The one that we previously had beef with,
but
that
now
we don't have,
we no
beef
longer
with
have beef
anymore.
Oh,
squashed.
Squashed.
He goes, hey, what's going on? I go, Kalila, and she's like, oh, come in. So I brought the dog in and I yelled at Kalila, but that's not you being there for me. That's you being rude and having no sense of time. In fact, that was the opposite of the arrival.
Oh, there he goes. That was you not being there for you. You walked down there with no keys, no cell phone at 4:30 in the morning. That's your bad.
My dad's going to die.
Stop saying
Jesus,
that.
Man.
Don't say it like
that,
Bobby. Yeah,
I know. It's coming. I feel it.
Are you guys going
to
Phoenix again?
Well,
he's
ill.
Yeah.
We are.
You're going to Phoenix again. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I that's real. And I know this is a comedy podcast, but fuck it. My dad is almost there, I believe. Today, I talked to my brother, and my dad was in the background. And my brother puts me on speakerphone. I go, hi, Dad. And this is what he went. He went, ooh. He's just crying. Just hearing my voice. Mm-hmm. No, and when a man hears his son's voice to cry, that's a man who he says to himself that this is the end.
Mm-hmm. Or he's just emotional.
That was a guttural. And my brother's like, oh my God, what the fuck? I go, you're the one who put me on speaker, and stop sending photos of that guy. To Kalila.
Kid butts.
Know? So that's what my brother's doing. My brother's taking care of my father and sending photos of people I sucked off.
You know what's so, this is going to sound
God damn it,
really
God
fucked
damn it,
up.
Yeah.
But when my dad was, I guess, on his way out, in retrospect, there were some really, really funny moments.
Yeah, you
like
told me one that
really
made me laugh.
Funny moments.
Like,
yeah, tell them about
when
the one.
When my dad was sort of losing it, like he wasn't as lucid anymore, and his pain medications, he was taking like a heavy dose of codeine. So he was losing his mind a little bit, mm-hmm. you know? And he was bedridden, but he was at home. And, you know, my mom, sister, and I took care of him. But I wasn't home. I was in San Diego, and I received a phone call. And my dad was frightened on the phone. He goes, my darling, there's a tall, dark woman here, and I think she's here to kill me. She's here to kill me. And, like, my heart was racing. But then all of a sudden, I hear in the background my sister crying. Like, Papa, it's me. I'm your daughter, too.
Yeah.
Oh, and man. He would. It was sad then. I felt bad for my sister. But, like, in retrospect, that shit's hilarious. And
what was the other one that you told me?
One time, he took all he had in an attaché case that he would travel with everywhere. He was able to kind of unlock his attaché case, take his passports, shove it in his diaper, and he's like, Miller, take me to the Greek ambassador. Like, he was living a life. I don't know.
Miller.
Yeah.
Miller.
Who, like, the fuck is Miller?
I was going to ask, who is that?
I have no idea. And then he started, you know, his mother tongue is French. And he wouldn't speak English anymore, and he would just look at us and speak French.
But that's when you said that was the end. You knew that was going
to
be
the end. Came for me when I was like, okay, the end is near, when he started speaking French and he started to refer to his dad. He would say dado a lot, and I was like, oh, he's seeing or talking to people that aren't even here anymore or who have passed. So I took that as, okay, the end is near, and I think 3 weeks later he passed.
Oh, okay, You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna call speakerphone my brother right now.
Oh, hold on, is it too late? Maybe 10:46.
I'm gonna speakerphone my brother.
Okay.
And I need it because of what you just said. It really, just let me just do it.
Why does he still have a ring back tone?
They're cool, dude. It's new.
It's new
and hip, guys.
From Cricket Wireless.
Is it Cricket?
Oh no. Boost Mobile. We're on the phone with Steve Lee right now. About to be.
He's not gonna pick up.
What do you think he's doing?
I don't know.
Destiny?
No, he didn't bring the Xbox.
So sleeping.
But why that song?
It's a good song.
It's the classic one.
Oh, you don't get to choose, maybe. Yeah.
I'll just leave a message.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, stop sending photos to Kalila and myself of kids I sucked off. Number one. And number two, if dad starts talking to his own dad in Korean, let me know, because that's the end.
I hate that. So grim.
That's
a very not nice message to leave somebody.
I knew this is real. This is real shit. I'm not mincing words. I'm getting to the point. This is real life. I can't believe it. Guys.
Wait, hold on. You want to hear something cool?
I'm not done.
Speaking of death?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. You first.
I'm not done with the podcast. I thought you just interrupted me like as if I was done with the podcast.
No.
I'm not done with the podcast. Go ahead.
Speaking of death.
Yeah.
There's a 14-year-old girl in England who, she just recently passed, but she had the court system. She had the courts basically agree to carry out her death wish, which is to be like cryogenized, like to be cryogenically, like to be frozen and preserved, so that down the road maybe she can be, you know, revived in a different.
That happens all the time.
No, I know, but a 14-year-old girl, she doesn't, her parents are responsible for her. So it's like, usually you can make your own choices as an adult, but she couldn't, and her dad didn't agree to it, but her mom did. So she went to court. And the court sided with her and said, yeah, like her.
What, she had a disease? What disease?
She had cancer.
Mm. Yeah. So she's now frozen?
Yeah, but then she had her body shipped to the United States.
My question is this, is that when that happens, like Walt Disney had that done, right?
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how do you know that they're going to defrost you when the time is
like, come? Yeah, when does it happen?
Or when the time is right.
Yeah, so 1,000 years later, some guy that works at the company goes, I guess.
This is the time.
No.
But if for a 14-year-old,
what if they go, nah, fuck it, as
a 14-year-old dying, and you never really had too much time on earth, I think you just want a second shot at anywhere, anytime.
That's the saddest thing you should.
Really, oh, sad.
That almost made me cry.
That's sad.
Why'd you bring that up?
Because it's real.
It's so sad.
Yeah.
14 years in. Do you have a photo of her?
No, I don't.
Oh, how do you, we know you didn't make it up?
I didn't.
Look at her face. Why would I make something
like that up?
Well, then I got one then, too. You have no photo to prove?
Okay, sure. Yeah.
You know, a 12-year-old boy.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Right, he had lupus.
Oh, no.
Right? But severely.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it was growing into his brain.
Okay, lupus is an autoimmune disorder. It doesn't grow. It's not a tumor.
But this one did.
Okay.
His name was Raphael.
Okay.
And he believes that if he was buried on the moon, that it's going to preserve his body. So he is on the moon now being preserved.
Do you have a picture?
No.
But I believe you.
He's like, thank you. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
There probably isn't a photo. She's a minor.
No, you just make shit up, and it really makes me fucking angry.
But remember the poop pills? You didn't believe that people actually ate that poop pills to treat, like, C. diff?
Yeah, but you had photos of it.
No, I didn't. You still don't believe me.
If I Google poop pills, they're going to have photos.
Yes.
If I Google 14-year-old girl cryogenic, whatever.
Cryogenically frozen.
Yeah. Where are we at of time?
We're at 51.
Okay.
This is a weird podcast.
It's okay. We got through it.
Fans.
No, but stop. I want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Am I not doing a well job?
You're not doing a well job.
At this podcast thing? I feel like the last couple I've been off.
It's the Trump world.
Okay, so we have options here. Either we do what other people in podcasts do, which is come with a game plan, a set list. But I don't think we operate well like that. If we're off the cuff
also
type
let
of people.
You know, we're having a guest next week.
Yeah, so we'll be a little more prepared then.
Can we reveal it?
Yeah. I mean, he said he would do it. Michael Rosenbaum.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited.
And he's from Smallville.
And many other things.
And millions of other things. Lex Luthor. Yeah. And but yeah, I want to do it, the podcast.
Yeah.
But there's just things going on in my life that just is crazy.
You have a few barriers right now.
My dad, Trump, all that stuff is like really affecting me. And I'm also 45. I'm going through a midlife crisis, I think.
Ooh, are you going to buy a motorcycle?
Do it. Do you think I should?
I think you should fucking do it. And a Tesla.
Put my hair out.
I just fucking gave my motorcycle.
Yeah. Or a leather jacket and just go ride the road.
Yeah. Or we could just ride bicycles. Why not?
I need to go to AA meetings or something.
Please. Dear God, please do that.
When was the last time you went?
Months and months and months. Mm.
Probably like 3 months.
No, longer even.
I don't think so.
I used to go with Charlie. The last time I went was with Charlie.
Now, I don't understand why you can't go without him.
No, I'm going to go by myself.
Now, this whole Charlie thing, do you think it's going to be squashed sometime
yes.
soon?
Okay. No. Okay.
Because the Charlie thing was derived from you and Jessica.
Why? Let's talk about it then.
Because you guys got me all like in my head like, oh, that's weird.
Okay, so let's start the story with...
No, I don't want to talk about Charlie if he's not here.
Hold on 1 second. You just made it sound as if we turned you against him, which is not the case, because my best friend Jessica housed him because he didn't have a home for 3 months and he left without saying thank you.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so don't make it seem, because we're going to fight. There are certain things that I never, never, never want to be portrayed as.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of them. I never want to be that person who turns you against your friend. He willingly chose not to thank somebody whose home... Who
yeah,
gave up
I know.
Her home for 3 months.
I understand
who
that.
Walked his dog daily.
That was
daily.
A bad thing. The reason why I haven't talked to him is because of all the things you just said, okay? He already knows it. He senses it, okay? Now listen to everyone listening. This is personal stuff. We're going to keep it in the show. Read me the fucking email now.
Okay. On Helpful Advice with Bobby and Kalila.
No, stop. No, before you go into it. Before you go into it. Listen to me. I was just doing it as a joke. I know that it's really personal to you. And that's the reason why I haven't talked to him, because I feel exactly the way you feel. I just, you know, not in those words, but he's cut off. And the reason why
I don't want you to cut him off because of me.
No. The reason why he's cut off is, listen to me, is because of all the things that you have mentioned. He didn't say thank you to Jessica when we were being, you know what I mean, completely... generous to him and helping him. And number two, I've helped the guy out for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And I found it offensive that he, you know, he would behave that way now.
But he's so fucking fake, dude. Each time that he would be like, hey, what's up, Kalila? What's up, Jenna? What's up, Jessica? Yeah. And then all this time, it's like, yeah, when you were reading your phone, your messages from him, and I saw that picture that he screenshotted of Jenna, and yeah. he says, can we cut the wires of her brakes? Yeah. Can we kill her? Can we do this to her? It hurt my feelings. It's yeah. like, you've met my friend Jenna for 2 seconds.
Jenna's a good girl. All right, read the message to the email now. I'm sorry, baby. I love you. Come on.
Unhelpful advice.
Don't do the voice.
You're right. It's one of those times.
Yeah, yeah.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Kalila.
I hated that I said it out loud. It's no one's business.
Unhelpful advice with Bobby and Kalila. This is from Hannah. I recently listened to the bonus belly and made me feel good that Bobby also has OCD. I've had mine for 11 years. My OCD is a fear based on if I don't do my rituals. I always think that I'll be a horrible day or my dog will die. I was wondering, how do you guys try to stop your tics or rituals, or do you just let them happen?
The one thing I've been doing lately because of the rewinding thing that I have to do is, you know, when I watch something, I have to rewind it. If I rewind it, I have to rewind it 3 times. You know that thing I do? I just let it pass. I won't do it.
Oh.
You know, and so what happens is an hour later, I just forget about why I needed to rewind it in the first place, and it just passes. So even in my head, I go, you got to touch that 2 more times because if you don't, your dad's going to die. If he dies, he dies. I mean, it's like if I live in a world where because I don't touch something three times, something bad happens, then I don't want to be in this world in the first place. Right. So it's like that's how I've been, you know, it's like whatever bad thing happens and let it happen because I don't want to live in that world. And it doesn't happen. The bad thing that I think is going to happen. Right. So if I don't touch this doorknob 3 times. You know, I'm going to break my foot. It never gets broken. And so it's all bullshit. It's all in my head. And I just let it pass. And I accept whatever it is that I think bad that's going to happen. Mm. You okay, babe?
No.
Do you have a rituals that you just let them pass? Or do you actually try to do like? Do
I can't
them?
Even move on from that last conversation.
Wow.
This is what I hate about myself. I'm so easily triggered, and I hate when I rant, and I hated that I even ranted at the Filipino president because I've changed my mind since, and I think that he's dangerous, you know?
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, though.
But it's like, I don't like mixing what this is such a great space for me.
Yeah.
You know, that we have this, and I don't want that type of personal drama to seep in, but I'm so easily triggered because if it's like, if you only give bits of information that people can infer from and make their own stories, I can't have that. So I have to say the full story. Mm. I have to say what really happened because it's like, no, I don't want to my friend to be misrepresented in any way because I have her back through and through. And I think that I surround myself with the kindest, most generous people.
Yeah, but
that
what's
going to
happen?
Met.
What's going to happen is
what's going to happen from this? He's going to call. He's going to call you. Be like, "Fuck your bitch. Fuck her. Why'd she say all those things?" And well, now it's a
and
big thing.
No, and what I'm going to say is that those are the things that you did that happened. And if you want to clear it up, come onto the podcast and we'll clear it up.
Yeah, it's just going to be awkward. I don't even want him in my home. Now he's going to slash the tires. He's going to fucking
knows
where we live.
He's not that. He's not like
Dude,
that.
Dude, don't hold that past him.
He's not like that. He's not going to slash nobody's tires. Hmm. He's not going to slash anybody's tires.
Yeah, but I also don't. It's like he's already, you know, trying to work in the industry and I don't want to fucking just. You know, I want to know how to play nice Hollywood. I know I want to play your game where it's like, yeah, you can throw a few jabs, but you can always retract and everything's still friendly. No, when I feel something and I feel like my friends have been wronged, I feel like I can't help but attack.
Sweetie.
I don't play nice Hollywood. Sweetie. I can't do that.
It's cathartic.
It's not cathartic. It's not cathartic to me because now I
whatever,
feel worse.
Okay, whatever it is, whatever it fucking is, it's going to resolve itself. All right, this is all entertainment.
I don't want him to hear this, hurt himself, it be my fault. Like, I have all these things that I think about where it's like, Kalila, you could have chosen the high road instead. You said this, now people are writing things to him, and now, you know, he's an alcoholic.
Okay,
he's going to relapse, and then now it's my fault, and now now everything is on my shoulders, and I can't live the rest of my life knowing that I might have been responsible for someone's undoing.
What you're doing is you're projecting in the future, and you're not a psychic, and you don't know what's going to go on. That's crazy. The only thing that's real is the moment. Everything else is just hearsay. Okay, so You don't live in the results of anything. That's how you feel. You have resentments. You got them out. And Charlie can either take it or not. And I believe that he will take it. I believe that he will apologize.
You know what? Even before this airs, I'm going to write him tonight. And I'm going to. I'm going to say this is what I said about you.
No,
if you want to talk about it, we can talk about it. I'd like to talk about it.
Don't. And anyone listening to me right now, don't go to Charlie's Instagram and fucking say anything.
You can't tell him because that's exactly what they'll
do. No. They'll do smiley faces or whatever. But my point is that this will resolve itself in its own, in the Lord's time. Mm. Okay? And if we...
The Lord.
The Lord. No, if we learned anything from the arrival...
Be a good human.
We'll move full circle back to the movie.
Yeah. What we learned from the arrival is there are things bigger than us. Here's the thing about why I like the arrival. Because you hope that there's something bigger than us, right? That's something that connects the world together. And we're all, it's love. Mm. There's love. And we're all connected. And at the end of the day, it's going to be all right. Okay? That's what I loved about the movie. That a peaceful, you know, alien species that wants to help us grow. You know, and you can call that God or whatever you want to, but that's the feeling that I want. I want to feel connected to the world, and I have only love for Mike Pence and Donald Trump and Steve Bannon and these figures, and I want to be able to understand them, and I want to be able to live in harmony with everyone. And that's not as a joke. That's how I feel right now. So anyone listening to Tiger Belly right now, that was a really weird episode, but we're not editing it. And
this is your call. I'm happy to edit that part out.
I'm not. We're putting it out there.
Hey, that's your... I don't want
to... Oh, that's fine. So hey, listen to Tiger Belly. God bless you. And let your journeys be your own. And let the fog dissipate in front of your eyes so you can reach freedoms.
Was that in The Arrival? Was that a
quote? No, that's not. No, I just made that up. My fucking quotes are for fucking good.
Yeah, it was good.
Right? Is it really good?
It was good.
Thank you. And thank you, Bryce. And thank you, Lord. Good night.
Any shows for Bobby?
Bobby will be at the American Comedy Company December 1st Everybody through the 3rd.
Oh, I love Tiger Belly. This is why... This is why we're going to get on top 10s of iTunes.
No, this is literally why we're going to drop off the charts. This is the one thing that I hate about myself.
Shows first. Before we...
That's all I know.
Okay. And also, Monday, a former guest, Chris Witaski.
Oh, that's right. Bobby will be doing a show at UCB Sunset. I think. Mm-hmm. I think there are still tickets available, and it's a show called So You Do Comedy.
So You Do Comedy.
And it's hosted by Chris Witaski, who's a previous guest of ours.
Yeah. Bobby's going to get interviewed by him. So you can just see Bobby. You'll probably be there too, right?
I'm going to try.
I'll probably be there too then if she is. Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be at UCB Sunset. You can go get tickets on UCBSunset.com. Anything else? Do you want to say about what just happened? I feel like I cut you off before you were in a...
No. I wanted so badly for... I thought that after some time that I wouldn't feel the way I do about him.
No, that's not you, man. You defend your friends.
That's right.
You fucking defend your friends.
And that's... it's like, look, even if he was Brad Pitt or Jesus himself and he did that to my friends, like, I just don't care who you are, even if my reputation is at stake, or I just don't care. I'm going to defend my friends, you know? And I don't know how else to be, because I feel like, you know, like I said, like Jenna and Jessica, they're my sisters. They're my family. And I've only ever... they're not nasty people.
They're really not.
They might, you know, if they're not your, you know, to some people, Jenna might be an acquired taste. She's more of an exhibitionist. Yeah. She likes to dry shave her legs in public. You know, she's sort of a... and, you know, she's an anomaly, right?
Yeah.
Some people are not into that, and maybe they find that enough reason to outwardly hate her. But she's still my sister, and it doesn't warrant any type of shit talking.
That's the point.
No.
Yeah, just finishing up, yeah.
Just finishing up.
But yeah.
Nothing.
What'd you talk, what did they say?
Nothing. I didn't. I'm just talking to Gilbert about my friends. So I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of shit for this episode because I fucking, it just became drama.
It's
but
not drama, it's fine.
At the end of the day, I don't regret defending my friends and I never will. So
thank you guys for listening. You can follow us on Instagram at TigerBelly, on Twitter at TheTigerBelly, and email us any questions. We've been light on questions the past couple weeks. We're getting a lot of the same type of questions, so try to mix it up. Send us some questions. You can do that at the email, thetigerbelly@gmail.com. You can follow Kalila at, I'm not giving you her social media. You can follow Kalila at Bryce.
Halleck. Is it underscore
so
Halleck?
Send all your random hate to Bryce Halleck.
Yeah, you were a great guest today, Bryce.
Bryce, you killed it. You yeah. And George. Weird cousins. Or you're the nephew of George.
I think that's all we have for this week, guys. Sorry about the rant. I'm sorry, I'll be better next week, child. But...